Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, guys, it's Monday morning. That means PMI, a positive and a minus, and a interesting to start your day. Who got to pee today?
I got to pee today.
Pee away.
And Katie, you are going to be so thrilled about this one because after a years-long study, scientists have discovered that the best post-workout meal that you can have is a Dairy Queen Blizzard.
Oh,
how
ice cream.
Crazy is
which
that?
Which one are you going to order?
There's a specific one, actually,
okay,
if you'd like to find out.
It?
So it spikes muscle protein synthesis 43% higher than chicken and rice. How crazy is that? So what they found out is that the post-workout Dairy Queen Blizzard consumption spikes the synthesis from a medium.
Which one is it?
Medium Oreo Blizzard. I'm
yeah!
getting there.
That's the best one.
Is that one you like?
I do like the Oreo.
Oh, I need brownies and stuff.
You want brownies?
In mine.
You can add brownies.
Can I add brownies?
Add
is
brownies.
Mess it up. Let's
you should
add brownies.
The best is a medium Oreo Blizzard or any Blizzard variant. So you can get the brownie
any?
Blizzard if you'd like as well.
Okay.
The
so
reason
a
being,
Oreo and then add in the brownies.
Can you
brownies.
Put chocolate drizzle in it too?
Absolutely.
And some Nerds.
Okay.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And some peanut butter
yes,
cups?
Yes.
Okay.
The
oh,
reason
I gotta go
being
work
there
out.
Is because it's the perfect anabolic window. It's fast carbs for the glycogen. The Dairy Queen protein is sustained release and then pure hedonistic, there we go, pleasure from cortisol suppression.
I don't know what any
I
of that
don't know,
means.
I don't care about any of that.
I'm so
that
excited.
Is ridiculous.
Oreo Blizzard?
Isn't that
wow.
nice?
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to be working out even more
yes.
now.
Jer, was the Oreo your go-to when your parents owned the DQ? Or
no.
No.
No, I had made my own concoctions what when my parents owned the DQ.
Oh, see,
I
that's
bet.
So fun,
one
though.
One of the ones I liked doing was taking the cherry dip for
yeah.
the cones,
oh, yeah.
you know, and putting
mm-hmm.
that, like, in a blizzard with some various other things
oh.
and chop up some hot dogs in there. And
okay.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Really good.
I bet you do have some very good recipes, minus that last hot dog one, but yeah.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Not going to
Oreo
try
Blizzard
that.
With a scoop of chili.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is that the drizzle?
A little chili drizzle.
No hot fudge. It's
my
chili
DJ name. Chili drizzle coming
give
at
you.
You
a workout on the toilet.
Oh, disgusting. You're so
I'm
gross.
Just saying, a
sweating on the
blizzard.
Toilet. Yeah.
Ew.
All right. That's a good positive today.
I know. You get your ice cream right after your workouts.
Yummy.
Yeah, that's really good. All right. Let me pull up some audio because I do have a minus that involves some audio today. The big news coming out from Lululemon. They are temporarily removing a new style of leggings from their online stores in North America following customer complaints. It is their new Get Low collection.
Ooh.
And some sort of goofy TikTok influencer is out and about talking about it.
Now you guys know I'm a huge Lululemon fan, but I do need to warn you guys about these. I barely bent over and they were completely see-through. You can see by my face, I was in total utter shock. The legging was supposed to be squat-proof, which it absolutely wasn't. No front seam on the front was actually nice, but you can see it completely accentuated my tummy. They did pull this tight from the website, but you can still find it in stores, and I just needed to tell you guys my honest review on it.
Oh my God, thank you. We needed that honest review from you.
Why did I
talk like that, Kay? I gotta get on my TikTok and give you an honest review
and
about these leggings.
Do you all talk like that?
I know. Oh my God, you guys.
Absolute favorite food reviewers started talking like that. And
why?
I just have to stop like mid-video.
Okay.
I'm like,
I had to get on here and make a video to tell you guys that I put these leggings on. And no joke, I bent over and you could see my Lulu and my lemon.
I know. I like that they call it squat proof.
They're supposed to be like squat proof, but I bent over and you could see my hoo ha. Don't buy
them. The whole lemon.
The whole, you can see all my lemon. Don't buy them.
I'm not buying those, but I want to see that video now.
Well,
on
I'll
mute.
Tell you what, you can't buy them online now. They pulled them off the website. But if you wander into a Lululemon store, I guess they're still at the store. So you've been warned. You've officially been warned.
Do people want these? They're looking for them to buy them?
Like, I saw this story this morning, and it didn't deter me. I was like, damn, I got to get my hands on a pair of Get Low pants from Lululemon, and I'm going to bend over like crazy.
Oh, they're for you. I thought you wanted them for Knick Knack.
No. No, Katie, they're for me, and I'm going to bend over. I'm going to be dropping things like crazy. And bending over.
All of a sudden, we'll just hear, look at my lemon!
You're going to see my hoo-ha.
Ew.
okay, I had to make a quick video because I absolutely love these Lululemon pants.
I love how she says, you know I love them. No, you don't. What do you mean?
You know I love dropping things and bending over. You know, you guys, from watching, I love picking things up off the floor.
I love lemons.
So anyway, you've been warned. The Get Low collection from Lululemon.
Oh, how funny.
All right, wrap it up with the interesting, okay, like now.
This is interesting. Like, I am so fascinated and obsessed with this story about the Beckhams. Now, have you been following it?
No.
So their son, Brooklyn Beckham, has accused his mom and dad of putting brand Beckham before their family. Now, here's what I've uncovered so far. So Beckham had his wedding to his wife, Nicola, back in the day, right? And I guess the big rumor is that there was the first dance that sent this family into turmoil. Now, it was so bad because Beckham came out and talked about it
on
Instagram.
So this is Brooklyn Beckham, right?
Brooklyn
I'm
Beckham,
already confused.
Yeah. So Brooklyn Beckham is the son, yeah. Okay? And he has been estranged from his mom and dad for some time now. And he just came out on Instagram recently to talk about why that happened. And apparently it's because his mom, who is Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, is super mean to his now wife. So a lot of things have come out about it, but it's this first dance that's really getting people excited. Because here's the thing. They didn't say what happened in the first dance. He came out and said that it was so embarrassing. This dance will never see the light of day because it has completely torn his family apart. Everybody's
what
like,
did
wait
she
a minute.
Do?
And it was
wearing,
a dance.
Was she wearing some Lululemon?
Yeah,
pants?
She might have been. Everybody saw her lemon, you know, like took the attention away from the bride. But yeah, it is this first dance that people are talking about and how the new couple say that no one will ever see this video. We will not see the dance between Brooklyn Beckham and his mom, Victoria Beckham. Well, the DJ who was at the wedding, he's got loose lips and he's talking. So what happened apparently is when it was time for the big dance between the groom and the bride, the first dance together, it was Mark Anthony. We know Mark Anthony,
from
right?
J-Lo?
No, yes, that Mark Anthony.
Yep.
So he was apparently there and he gets on stage and he's like, we have the first dance between Brooklyn Beckham and the most beautiful woman in the room. And instead
what?
Of the bride, Victoria gets on stage. And apparently now they're saying it's Mark Anthony's fault because Victoria wasn't going to get on stage, but she was called on stage by Mark Anthony because he's like, that would be Victoria
Beckham. I'm confused
again. Are you confused? When he said the most beautiful woman in the world.
It's supposed to be his wife.
Instead of the bride coming up, the mom came up. And then the dance between the two.
He's just giving his wife props.
But that's not how it's supposed to be. The bride is the most beautiful woman in the world on her wedding day. And that's what happened here.
Debatable.
And then after they started dancing, apparently it was very sensual between the mom and the son.
That's
and
so weird.
Everybody was uncomfortable. Yeah. And so again, this video is never going to make the light of day, but the DJ came out and spilled all the beans.
Why
and
was it? Was she, so was she grinding on him?
Yep, a little bit. That's what they're saying.
With
they're
the
saying it was a little bit of that. There was a little bit of that.
Were they playing this?
And everybody was uncomfortable.
I hope they were playing
People
this.
Are blaming Mark Anthony. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, the whole thing is blown up into this big hubbubaloo.